biscuit. To another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is FusionX.
Yes, we have Chichilla back.
Yay.
After half a month or whatever it's
I think
been.
It was like a full month. It was like 3 weeks at least.
Man.
It was quite a while.
So,
I blame Duel.
And actually, we have Tila back, too, except she
couldn't
be on the show tonight.
No, we don't.
She couldn't be on tonight because they're having some kind of maintenance issues with her ISP or whatever. But we've heard
she is coming back.
She's here.
Yay.
And
we'll have something up on the site, too, in the next couple of days. So, or it'll be up already by the time this episode is out, so make sure to check that out.
Dooley is AWOL tonight.
He's a loser.
Do your impression of him again. Did he hear? Did he say?
My name
anything?
Is Dooley, and I'm not going to record tonight.
That was not a very good impression.
It was fantastic.
I just thought someone might want to tell you. You know,
but it was fantastic. Me and Steak know how good it was. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter how good or bad it is, considering he's not here. So
exactly, nothing to compare it to. So I mean,
right. This
so
is true.
First up, real quick,
yes.
we've heard from down the grapevine. Apparently it was Yasu's birthday this past week, so happy birthday to Yasu.
Yeah.
Woo! Yay.
Happy birthday!
You're like a Muppet? What was that?
Happy birthday, Yasu.
I think I'm getting sick.
Happy birthday, Kramit.
You call me Kramit.
Oh god!
Yeah.
All right. all right. Let's get into the news. Under Play Online News, we have the Mog Bonanza deadline.
That is
the last marble. Yeah, the last marble will be given away on the 15th.
Someday we're not sure when.
On the 29th.
Friday.
That's so,
the last day to buy your little Dragon Balls. Or your marbles.
Yeah.
Your marbles, not Dragon Balls. They look like Dragon Balls, but
they're marbles. Look like Dragon Balls.
And they call them tickets. When you go to buy the ticket, they're like, get your ticket, and then they give you a little
it's the
orange
shape of
ball.
A ball.
Like, this is not a ticket. I'm thoroughly confused here. What is...
I don't understand.
This is a ball with a number on it.
It's okay. If you ask them for an orb, they give you a piece of paper. So it's weird.
Okay, so the numbers will be drawn on the 29th. If you have not gotten your marbles, please do so. Very quick here.
Yeah. Then after that, the numbers are going to be picked on the 29th, and everybody will be able to get their awesome Shadow Lord statue that I know everybody is going to be getting.
That's what I'm getting.
Exactly.
Word.
And what else? I mean, what else is left? Like, you know, everyone got, you know, Fafnir last year. What are you going to get? Adamantoys? No.
Yes.
No. Maybe.
You're going to get Shadow Lord.
Maybe
I am.
Maybe.
What's it to
you? I will make fun of you forever, Shin, if you get a turtle instead of the Shadow Lord statue. Just throwing that out there.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That's it for Play Online News, believe it or not.
Not.
We do have some community news this week, though. He says. Say that 10 times fast, I dare yous.
Or you can just do the abbreviation, you can just be
HFSS. Yeah, his. Just had their 1 year anniversary show. It is out. So
it's a bit of a little mention of PFA kind of in the beginning. So
kind
check
of
that out.
In there somewhere. Yeah.
It's
good
in
talking.
There.
Yeah, cool. Also, Voices of Vanadiel episode 1.5 is out. We talked to those gentlemen a few weeks ago. After their first episode was...
Also, we also talked a little bit about I believe it's their third episode. It's going to be hosted by me and Aniro. We're going to be taking calls about Final Fantasy XIV. I believe applications are open for that. I'll confirm that, and we'll have something up on the site this week about that. So make sure to check that out if you're interested.
for sure. That'll be a cool show. All right, that's it for community news. So awesome. Under PFA news, picking your numbers.
No, you can picking you can. Your what's numbers. That saying?
You can pick your friends. Pick your
friends' numbers.
Picking your number.
You can pick your friends' numbers. But you can't have your friends pick your mom's nose. I don't know. I forget.
Wow, that was way off.
What is it?
You can pick your friends. You can't pick your friends' nose.
Yeah,
that's lame.
I'm not sure where the mom came in, but all right. If you like pick your friend's mom's nose, that's I guess that's all.
Does
you
Does your mom need her nose picked?
Who knows, man.
Should go ask her. Do her a service. Anyway.
Do her a service.
Boogie action going there. All right.
Oh my god.
So what is this? What is this picking
so
your?
I thought this would be an interesting idea to just get some comments from. I know I was getting my my marbles this week because I had lost my marbles, and I figured I'd try it.
Try.
I figured it would probably bomb, but anyway.
Let it though.
And, you know, it kind of occurred to me, you know, people play the lottery or, you know, they, you know, do something like Mog Bonanza. Some people kind of have their own systems on how they pick their numbers.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of interesting to see, you know, how some people kind of came about how, what numbers they play. So Carletta does birthdays or anniversaries for people in her family.
Okay.
And in a different number because, a lot of people, they want to set it up so they can at least get that one of the statues. Tella takes a 10-sided dice and then takes a final digit. Says nice and random, but making sure I get a statue too. That's the way to do it. You want to get your statues. DJ Play School has chosen his own numbers randomly, and each year he's always walked away with only a single rank 5 prize.
Really? Because I've done that, but I've never gotten anything, so kudos to him.
How have you never gotten anything?
Because I always do all my numbers random, just like that.
I always make the Moogle pick mine.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and
yeah.
And then on one of the mules, no, and then on my main, I always do 0000, 11111, 22222. That way, because you know how sometimes it is like the last three numbers are all the same? Mm-hmm. So I just figure I cover that out.
There you go.
Because I never thought it would happen, but it seems to happen every year.
Mm-hmm.
So this year it won't happen, and I'll be like, damn it, foiled again.
Invincible Moron says, I do the HQ nerd thing and roll a 10-sided die 4 times and then add 0.
Where do these people get 10-sided dies? What do they have, like, their
Dude,
old...
Only real nerds carry 10-sided dies.
It's in the cabinet next to their, like, 5 D&D rule books.
Are you guys ready? I'm going to roll the 10-sided die. All
right. Do you really have one
roll
right
again,
there?
Roll again for the damage.
Okay, that was for initiative. I'm rolling for damage now. Okay, I'm using magic missile. Go!
There's nothing to attack, Steak. What are you...
Damn it. All right. So...
He's attacking the darkness.
I'm attacking the darkness with my magic missile.
Oh, you missed.
Remember, people, guns don't kill people. Magic missiles kill people.
That's right.
But,
so true.
All right, what else? What else? Who else do we got?
Yellow Mage has the Moogle pick the first marble and then uses the same number, or the same first 4 digits, and then... he'll have the final digits being 0 through 9. A lot of people playing smart so they can get their statues or you know, maybe somebody wants to do one of the special BC fights, who knows. But I don't know, I've mixed it up. Like, I think the first 2 years I think I picked numbers like I would do like times of like important PFA episodes or something like that, or you know, birthdays or something like that.
To pick PFA stuff,
you never know. How funny would that be?
And
like,
I know that
year,
it's not
one
right.
Year, 1 year comes up. So, the length of the first year anniversary, totally rank 1 prize in the Monk Banana.
Yeah.
how weird would that be? But now this year, I just had it all random. I just kept randoming until I made it, you know, made sure each one had, you know, the different number at the end or whatever for 0 through 9. But Moogle gave them all. And you know, the Moogle is still bugged. For this too, and this has been bugged for I remember last year it was, and probably the year before it too.
Why is it bugged?
if you ask the Moogle to give you a number, if the first
he can give you like he'll one give number you, well, or something.
No, he'll
because he tried to give me one with only like three numbers in it, and I'm like, fuck you, Moogle, choose another number.
Just marking that.
Yeah, sorry.
He's just like, oh, damn, I didn't even
wasn't ready.
I wasn't even ready.
No, what'll happen is if like, you know, when I talk to him, I'm like, all right, Moogle, pick a number for me. And he's like, 6946. I'm like, that's four digits, Moogle. You're not, no. But what it is if zero, or if you have more than one zero, at the beginning of that number, the zeros don't show up.
Right.
So if like, you know, Chin said she got like a three digit number, that would be 00 and then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I've called the GM about this. I told them about the problem and they haven't fixed it.
Come on, you think they care?
What are you smoking? They do.
Yeah, you know, so would I.
Especially something like this. I mean, if you can only buy 10 marbles and, you know, someone accidentally hits
00666 OMG.
I mean, this is something that Square Enix should fix. I mean, it's the lottery. Like, they take this really seriously. Like, you know, employees and family of, you know, people in Square Enix, they can't participate or whatever. And, like, they still have this glitch that's been here for at least, like, 2 years now. So they need to fix that. That'd be nice. But, there you go. Post is still up. So if you want to share how you pick your numbers, go ahead and drop a comment.
Aight. Next on the agenda, we have the Dirty POL Chat Rooms.
This is something, I had actually seen something like this before, a while back, and I think there was a thread started up over on Orzipedia that was talking about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I kind of forgot about that. Like, way back in the day, I'm like, that's, you know, this could make an interesting topic or something just to bring up. And I think more recently there was this thing up in Canada, I guess, where some 42-year-old woman like hooked up with like her 16-year-old like World of Warcraft boyfriend or something.
Guilty.
It's really kind of creepy because like up there, 16 is like the age of consent, so it wasn't like illegal, you know, at all. Mm-hmm. Like they got away with doing this. That's just ugh. But I mean, you know, going into here.
That's just, ugh.
I mean, and really, honestly, let's face it, for probably everybody listening, play online is nothing but an extra button to get into Final Fantasy XI. You know, you don't care about the wallpaper.
Unless you're these guys.
Extra music or, you know, even, you know, probably even Tetramaster. You know, half the people listening are like, what's Tetramaster? But, I mean, you know, it's play online. It's the viewer. It's just an outdated system. No one's really using it anymore. And apparently Square Enix isn't even really keeping tabs on what's going on with it. Because if you go into the chat room section, there's, you know, you can go in. There's these rooms like, you know, 19M seeks girlfriend or, you know, just a whole bunch of different stuff like that. And you got to wonder, why is this stuff being allowed, you know, to be in here? Why isn't, you know, someone at Square Enix looking at this room and saying, okay, that's not allowed? Because, you know, that's, if someone was shouting these, you know, the names of these chat rooms in Whitegate, you know, that's, no. Like, no one would stand for that. So let's, why are they just ignoring play online when this stuff is going on?
Yeah. That's the easy thing to do.
Yeah.
It reminds me of,
doesn't
like,
exist.
I was just saying, like, this reminds me of, like, AOL chat room circa 1994 or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. It's probably just a joke.
It's just a joke.
People being silly with the
three plus chat rooms of people all with very similar titled things just joking around. I don't know. Even if they're not joking, I mean, these are, you know.
That's why I asked you if you actually went out and did some field research.
No, I didn't go in there and say, hey guys, what's up?
Field research.
What's
fusion.
What's going on in here?
Like, you know, hey guys.
Shake, if you want to look into this further, I, you know, be my guest.
Going right now. I'm going to log in. I'm going to go there. And I will confirm or deny the, I don't even remember how to get into these chat rooms. They're so, like, that's from so long ago. Oh,
right-hand corner, the little thing pops up with, like, the friend list and stuff. There's a chat room button.
Oh, my goodness.
But,
all right, we'll keep going.
Wow.
I can't believe you're actually going to try to confirm it on the show. Live for you guys. It's all.
You know what? It's important, so we got to, where's my toolkit?
Even,
Where's my token?
Even if they are a joke, I mean, the fact that there's names
they're
like this...
not a joke. Come
no.
on.
I mean, this... You know, you think, okay, the minimum age to play Final Fantasy 13 is... Hey, there it is. It's 13. No. To play Final Fantasy 11,
there you go.
It's 13. So, I mean, you know, there could be...
You need to stop that.
I know, I do. There's too many numbers, too many games. It's
too many numbers!
It all
just blends
together. But, no, I mean, you know, this is definitely inappropriate for the younger age of players that play the game or that are, you know, allowed to play the game.
Right.
That's, you know, it, something needs to be done about it, I think. I mean, you know, I've talked to a few people and some people that left some comments. I mean, I guess the chat room area is decently populated around maintenance times. But, I mean, even then, like, those rooms are still there. You know, when the game is up and running, there's nothing going on, these rooms are still there.
And you know, and it sounds like... Almost like, you know, they've forgotten that those are there.
I think that's honestly, I think that's the case.
It's they, like, well, you know, they started that with the intention of people, like, hooking up to go and, you
play,
know...
Play Online, the Play Online viewer had a lot of potential when it first came out. And something just happened or didn't happen, depending on how you look at it, and it just...
Yeah, now, not so much.
I mean, if you go on YouTube, and you might be able to find this, I should try and find the video and put it up. But there's like an old, I think it was supposed to be like a promotional video or something for Play Online, where there's like people and they're like on the viewer, like sending messages or like, let's jump into game. And it's,
yeah.
Or yep. You could just talk in game. I mean, why wait around in the chat when you can just be in the game? Like, you know, there's, if they had a bunch of other games, you know, you think of it as, you know, today you have Xbox Live, you have PlayStation Network. Where, you know, you play a bunch of different games, you're on the same account, you know, and you could send messages and stuff like that. That's kind of, I think, what they were going for with Play Online originally.
Maybe.
But they didn't have enough titles. Like, over here, we saw two titles. We have 11 and Tetra Master. And Tetra Master, I don't think, is even being updated anymore because it doesn't have Vista.
Why? Are there more titles on Play Online?
In Japan, there are more titles.
Oh.
11. They have Tetra Master over there. They have, I believe there's like a Mahjong game. I think Front Mission Online uses Play Online. Dirge of Cerberus is online. I'm not sure if it uses Play Online Viewer or not. I don't think so. I could be mistaken. But it took off a little bit better in Japan. But even then, it still fell pretty short of, I think, what they originally had planned for it.
Right.
You know, and we know 14 is dropping Play Online altogether. We've heard they may carry over like the friends list or something like that. But I mean, you know, if this stuff is, if it's still up, they need to monitor it. It's, you know, just because it's old and outdated and not a lot of people use it, I don't think is a valid excuse for them to not, you know, watch it. If it's an active service, they need to keep an eye on it.
I agree.
I mean, even if there's, you know, a majority, and when I say majority, I'm talking like 99% people, like not just like, oh, you know, 50%, 60%. No, like, almost everybody does not use anything in the viewer anymore. Like, no one cares, like, holiday greeting cards? No one cares. Nobody uses that stuff. They click into Play Online just to log in and hit the Final Fantasy button. That's it.
Yep.
So, they need to, I don't know. I wouldn't be really surprised if, you know, further down the road here after 14 comes out, if they just start cutting stuff out of the viewer. Obviously,
like chat rooms.
They need to start with chat rooms, I think. Or they need
that'd
to
be nice.
They need some kind of moderation going on in there, definitely. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, there's really, if you look at like PlayStation 2 and Final Fantasy 11, you know, it's probably the way that it's coded and constructed. You probably need Play Online Viewer for 11 because, you know, screenshot holding and, you know, the email and messaging system, all that kind of stuff, you probably need that for 11. I don't think they could just, you know, kind of cut it out. But I mean, you know, a lot of the features in there, they don't need, you know, the chat rooms and stuff. So I don't know, I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of like bare bones it, like just cut out all the features that no one uses or that, you know, isn't necessary to running or keeping people, you know, updated on 11, like there's the news section or whatever. I think they could cut a lot of that out. Otherwise, you know, if it's an active online service, Square Enix needs to step up and take charge of it. So,
I'm here in the chat room.
Stake reporting live from.
I'm reporting live from
places you don't want to be,
and never will be. Anyway,
I'm looking at all zones, and I think there are only six people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people in the entire In all zones, in all chat channels, there are only... And I've only come across two questionable chat rooms, and one of them had a password, so I couldn't get in there. But, oh, there's another one. Let me take a look! I can't get into that one. Okay, well...
I can picture the, like, steak, like, on the street corner with, like, a bunch of, like, doors or, like, curtains. You just, like, open them up and, like, peering in. What's going on in here?
Hey, guys.
What you guys doing?
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of concerning, though, because, you know, obviously, you know, there's no place in this community for that.
No.
I was thinking too? Like, what if a parent, like, logged in one day and they pay for their kid's thing? Like, their kid wouldn't even be able to play anymore.
Right, exactly.
We're talking about Square Enix here. I'm surprised people that aren't making these rooms aren't being banned or temporarily banned or something.
Yeah, really, exactly. Like,
yeah, why? How come?
Because they're like,
parent of like a 13-year-old is gonna like want to walk over to the computer and, oh, what are you doing? You know, play online. Oh, they have chat rooms. Cool. What are you talking?
Whoa.
Yeah. They need to cut the service or they need to supervise it. It's common sense, really.
Mm-hmm. I think
it's like one of those things where, you know, they started this with the best of intentions and they sort of let it fall to the wayside and nobody's really there.
Everyone has forgotten about it.
It's like nobody's in those chat channels.
I mean, you hear about people hooking up in game all the time. Like, there was just this past week that thing about, wow, where these, you know, two people, 16 and 42. It's just, you know, it was legal, you know, and it's wrong. And I mean, if you heard, you know, that would never happen in, you know, via like the WoW forum or anything, you know, it wouldn't happen through like an official channel. It would be, you know, tells in a game that Square Enix doesn't monitor or doesn't really have the power to monitor necessarily. You know, they're not like rule keepers between like private conversations, you know, but in this, it's, you know, public chat rooms on a public area. I mean, something should be done about this. There's no reason why these rooms should even exist.
Yeah. It's true.
Half the people listening are like, Play Online Viewer has chat rooms?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Like, what are you serious?
They're from a long time ago.
Play Online Viewer, that's the thing with the Final Fantasy XI button on it, right?
No. Well, yeah, but it used to be like... Anyways. Alright, let's move on. Let's move on into player achievements. Chinchilla, would you... We're not done.
And I just took a bite of pizza, so shut up.
We'll give her a minute to enjoy her za.
Ah, indeed. So, indeed. Okay, we
did our voicemail stuff, was it two weeks ago?
Yeah, no, that was last week.
Last week, we turned them on 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, anyway, whenever it was.
Whatever. So we did our resolutions with that, and we actually have another one that we'll play at the end of the show. We're going to be using it to take just, you know, regular questions. If you don't want to send in an email, you can just call up the voicemail and leave a message. We'll play it after the email's on the show. We're also going to be using them for guest applications.
Yes.
And one of the things we said we would do like months ago was an episode talking about Synergy and Evolith, but that never really happened. We didn't have the time or I guess motivation even really to get together and try it out in game. So what we're gonna do
is, I didn't want to die, Fusion.
I don't want to die either, man.
I don't want to die.
I value my XP and my life.
You probably don't lose XP.
It's like, how did he die? He died in a kettle explosion.
How do you die and not lose the XP?
There's certain instances like special BCs or whatever, but I don't know if you lose XP in Synergy. That'll be something we'll talk about.
I'm sure it will.
What we're going to do is we're going to use kind of a, you know, a similar type of format that we did with our applications section that we used to have on the forums. But because we're going to be primarily, we'll have big posts up when we do applications. We'll have, you know, obviously, anytime you can do just a general application, we're going to have something up on the site in the next couple of weeks to kind of help you guys out and, you know, with how to do that. But for more of a topic-based episode like the one we're looking to do with Synergy and Evelis, you know, there's obviously certain things that we want to know about that topic. So what we're going to do, and this is going to be up on the website too in the next few days, or hopefully by the time this episode comes out, if you're interested in applying to be a guest on our Synergy and Evelis show, leave a voicemail. That's at Pet Food Alpha on Skype. You can either just add us manually, or we have the little cool voicemail button up in the right-hand corner of the website. It's a little green one. Just click on that. It'll call, leave your message, and that's all there is to it. So what you do, you know, leave your character name, your server, and then for this episode we're looking to do, and we don't know when we're going to do this episode yet. We're not sure about scheduling, but we want to know what crafts you have leveled up. We want to know three positive things about Synergy and Evelis, or what you think are three positive things, what you think are three negative things about the two systems, and then we want to know if you're actively using the systems and what you're using them for. So it doesn't need to be, you know, a 5-minute, you know, message about, you know, absolutely everything all detailed, you know, just a general idea, you know, to see, you know, how you're you know, what you're doing with the system, what you think of it, and I think we're looking to at least have two guests for this, just so we can, you know, have just two different kind of points of view on the whole thing. So we'll be taking those voicemail applications starting by the time this episode is out. So if you're interested in joining us for that, go ahead and drop an application.
Indeed. How's it pizza, Shin?
Pretty good.
I want pizza. I'm hungry now.
Enjoying your pizza there?
I am. Is it time for player achievements?
It is time for player achievements.
I'd like to come over there and steal some of that pizza.
You know what? I could really use some pizza right now.
You guys are making me last
you're
bite.
You're closer to her.
Find something else to talk about.
Hey, you got any more pizza? I'm going to like drive over and grab some pizza.
No, my mom went to a birthday party and she brought me back some.
Oh, man.
She has cake, too.
You have cake?
I already ate
was it with cake.
Cake?
Last week we talked about cake. This week we kind of talked about cake.
Cake, sort of, yeah. Already, yeah.
Yeah, Yasu's birthday cake. I want cake.
This is delicious. I
hate you right now.
So are the player achievements, Chin. So are the player achievements.
True that.
They're extra cheesy.
Pepperoni.
All right. Sound bad.
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
Bibbidi boopy. Bibbidi bibbidi bobbidi.
It's a bee. Alright. So Leaf says they got their Life. Anyway, Mirage Jabba, free lot from Bucidine. Nice.
Jabba.
Then proceeded to learn all the missing blue spells I missed and all the ones I could learn ahead of time for my level. Then leveled blue from 23 to 30. That's awesome.
Cool.
Doing
FOV, too.
Gotta love the FOV.
Yeah.
Kalintzo of Quetzalcoatl.
Welcome to Pronunciations with Chinchilla.
Whoa, I almost burped.
Wow.
You did good. Alright, finally decided to pick up my missing sub-jobs like Thief. Nice. Got it from 32 to 27. Oh, someone typed bad there. Did you die a lot, or...?
Got it to 32 from 27.
Well,
what's so bad about that?
I thought it said I got it from 32 to 27.
Okay.
Lysdexia. This week, have many other sub-jobs to complete. Along the way, I've encouraged my link shell to take a break and do a LS catch-up week. We are all getting up to date with our sub-jobs, our add-on missions, big quests like AN and Wings of the Goddess missions for the next update. Anyway. Word, everyone needs a break sometime, dude.
It's true.
Korag says obtained corbs.
Korag
obtained Corsair's Frack plus one. Sweet. Oh, here's a winner. Burned Herbert. Burned Herbert. He got his Duelist Chapeau as well as his Loquacious.
That's quite a win week right there.
Mm-hmm. Winner. in Setsu. I think I said that one.
Maybe each week we do player achievements. We should pick a winner.
I'm like, no. How about people start like typing their name in like phonetically? How you want me to say it?
I really go to read them. It looks like a dictionary page.
Insetsu, from the Latin word insets,
which means to
insets. To insets you.
Kick, to kick, verb.
Salvage SP kicking of the new year quite nicely. Got our second Usu body drop. Nice.
Okay, robot.
Usu legs last night along with Usu body and ARP. Finally have the Usu set now.
ARP.
Nice, the whole set. That's awesome. Earth Digga obtained the pimpest relic body in the game. I'm not even saying the next part.
It's what?
Crossed one of the
it's the dancer body.
The casca.
That is a pretty cool piece.
The casca. Crossed one of my resolutions off the list. Beat Rise of Zillat. Took nice. Summoner to 37.
Obligatory LOL Galka summoner.
Tarunado. I get it. It's like Taru and Tornado.
Oh. It's kind of funny, like Xenotaru spinning around like a
Tarunado.
Tarunado. I started leveling all classes to 37. They're not called classes, including
they're Corsair. They're job classes.
Corsair was a bad idea. What? I must be compulsive gambler because I am always trying to get an 11 on the EXP roll.
Oh, yeah.
It's no wonder that, including my 7 mules, I've purchased a total of 80 Mog Bonanza Marbles. Whoa! Oh. One of my mules is a level 1 thief with
a lot of Shadow Lord statues.
Which scampered his little Tyro butt to Juno so I could access the AH when needing to sell or purchase whatever. He stealthily made the trek back to Winders to purchase his 10 Mog Bonanza Marbles.
Ooh, this might be a bad time to tell you. You can get them in the Chocobo circuit.
Yeah. Yes.
You could have just... That's poor Juno, I think.
It just so happens he is my favorite mule simply because his name is Retaruded.
This guy with names and Tarus, it's quite interesting.
You're a winner.
Tarunado.
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 Yellow Mage got his precision banana. I mean
bandana.
Now level 25.
Wait a minute. Is today like banana day or something? Or
you don't know
what is with the bananas?
We were talking about bananas earlier, just a quick explanation. What was it, like three weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, Little Big Planet had their water update?
Yes.
And we were making boats, and I tried to make a banana boat. Snake had this thing where, when we were playing it one time, he tried to make a banana bike, like he was obsessed with making a banana.
No, I did not attempt. I successfully
okay.
Yeah, he successfully made the banana
okay.
bike.
And it's
the
awesome.
Banana,
and
the banana
well, I unsuccessfully
all
made
all other banana,
banana boat.
Bikes.
I made a sombrero boat, but...
he did make a sombrero boat.
It's awesome. It's got a missile launcher and everything. But
precision-engineered banana bike. Took a long time.
Precision-engineered.
I'm serious. It took a long time to get it perfectly right. And now it owns...
I can just see Steak, like, out in the living room playing Little Big Planet. His wife.
All right, as soon as the show is over...
I'm playing with my banana.
I'll show you my banana... bike.
That pause was just delayed enough to make me a little creeped out.
The banana bike level.
Let's start up Yellow Mages. Let's again.
Okay.
All right, Yellow Mage got my precision banana.
Which is kind of funny because like yellow, defense. Like banana.
Yo,
mage.
Why are you cutting me off?
It just hurt to
defense
me.
Defense 8, like accuracy plus offense. 3, same jobs that use regular bandana.
Just if you
in
said
case
banana,
you were wondering, and you had the regular bandana on hand, it uses the same jobs. At the end of last week, went 1-for-1 on the NM. As soon as I see the Juno in AH again, my old Ishinkala is going to see it.
Wow.
Really?
Look, that like hurt. Ow.
It'll teach you to say Ishinkala ever again.
Ishinkala!
You gotta say it less angrily, I think, and you'll be alright.
Edwith got his joy toy.
Oh, cool.
And got back 37. And 9 out of 20 subjobs done. Woo, go ahead.
I don't know if I'd say 9 out of 20. There's some jobs you just don't ever want to sub.
Like, pop, don't level it.
Yeah, me and Shin are on the same wavelength right there. Don't level.
Poor Ed.
For that.
Don't not, level. Not as a
well,
sub.
He's Corsair main, so you don't do Corsair sub job, Bard sub job.
He's already got Corsair up to 75 already?
Yeah, I think he does. That's why it was lolling.
Leave that alone.
Anyway. Kaizamot. Finally got past the minutes in COP. Nice. Now under Diablos. Nicer. That I can finally start going to Dreamlands with my Dynamic Shell. And maybe get C eventually. Word.
Yes.
C's
fun. Chobo, not Tomo. Eddie writes. Ding 72 Corsair and broke the latent on Coffin Maker.
Nice.
Up to mission 12 of ASA. Got five other summoners lined up to do the final fight. Nice. Reached Apprentice in Alchemy.
You know, they call that gun a coffin maker, but it just produces dead bodies. It doesn't actually make the coffin.
Oh, you're right. So funny, Fusionax.
And why do they name these things funny. Coffin maker? It doesn't make coffins. It doesn't make wooden boxes. It makes things. It
doesn't make coffee boxes. Either.
Yes, it does.
Why would it? It's not a coffin maker.
It doesn't make coffee. Maker. Did you say it doesn't make coffee?
No. No
if it did, would it change your mind about it? Or
if it made coffee, that would be cool. I want a gun that makes coffee. That makes sense.
No, I did.
You just put the bean in there, you shoot it up against a wall, and it's coffee.
And it's coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Makes coffee.
You don't need boats.
I want to try and actually make one of those in real life. That'd be awesome.
The Nanner boat.
Banana boat. All right. Are there any other achievements?
No, that's all of them.
And we have achieved.
Nothing.
I think we have unachieved.
Yeah, we've gone backwards. Yep.
Through time.
All right. We'll move into our in-game. Chin, you haven't been on the show for a couple of weeks. Why don't you fill us in on what you've been up to?
Oh, geez. You know, some stuff. With the Dynamis Lord. We got was 100 piece, which is kind of meh, but it was whatever. We got quite a few Fafnirs.
We've been rocking some H&M guys.
Heck yeah. We also got a Nidog. So that was pretty
sweet. M-Body from that.
Yep, M-Body.
Is Droopy like 5
on that one? Oh yeah, he's 5'5 now.
Yeah, and I know, because we were laughing, it's like, lol, M-Body, but it went to a paladin that actually wanted it. Because it would.
Yeah, no, that's the last thing guy needs. So
yeah.
Not that he needs that, but
now he's got every good paladin piece imaginable, and probably and then some that nobody even knows about.
He's
what
hiding
we,
some
what
away.
We doing? I think it was Faffy. We didn't have a refresh in the area yet, or something. Someone's like, use the Hobbert.
Yeah, no, I did. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, Droop, here's what you do. You use the Hobbert.
He's like, the Hydra Hobbert.
He's like, it's just Faffy. It's like, I'd save that for something more important. Mine, we claimed it with, two people. we got it slept.
Well, the last one we did was actually, it was weird because I had just woken up and we were talking on Skype and you're like, someone just told us that Fafnir is up.
Yeah.
And there's no one there.
It was like the first window, so everyone...
All you hear is crickets, you're up there.
Fafnir's like, something's
wrong. Hello?
What's going on?
You guys coming? What's going on?
There.
Well, no, what happened was, Behemoth and Adamantoise were all at the same time, so...
A couple of the guys were up.
Yeah, no, people were, walking there, and they would be late for the first window of Faff, but...
Yeah.
So we just hauled ass. We were go! Great. Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
We had Faff a couple days in a row, and then the Nidhogg, I think, at the end of that, right?
Yep. And then no one went back to the area to even get a TOD. Yeah, kind of sick of that now. We
put up a sign like DRF owns this area.
Do not
trespassers will be shot.
Something. Sombrero boat.
Beware of Chin.
Beware of Chin.
Trespassers will be spike flailed on site.
What else did we do? We got a few Kims. We got a few Serbs. We've been busy, man. A lot of good stuff been going down.
I loved the first day of the new year. It's like we got Timmy. Timmy into the new year. We did Timmy, and then we got.
Fuse, you're not supposed to tell anyone that because that just makes you sound so cool.
Whatever. We got Kimmy like that morning, didn't we? I wasn't there for it, so I don't know when we got it. But then after that, we're like, let's see if Serb is up. Let's just see. And he was up, so we killed him. And then, you know, it just felt right. Let's kill Hydra now. Why not? You know, we might as well.
Oh yeah, we did. We killed Serb and Hydra too.
Surprise! Hydra was up. So
yeah, surprise.
That was awesome.
Hey, you guys.
It was just fun gits and shiggles stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we're off to a great start. I think. I mean, I don't even know how many H&Ms like we've done since I've joined the shell, but like this past week or so, we've just been on fire.
Heck yeah!
Pretty sweet.
That's how we do, man. Like, you take it easy, and then when you can get stuff, you get it, and you just rock it.
Yeah.
Like nobody's business. Skateboard boat.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I know.
Skateboard
boat. You know, you can actually just put a car in the water and like go to drive it, and it'll actually go.
Really?
Doesn't work that well, but it works. Everyone's like, "What are you talking about?" Shenanigans. That is
shenanigans.
Big Planet shenanigans.
Okay, side note. If you have a PS3 and don't have Little Big Planet, you need to get it, because I've gotten more playtime out of this just from like messing around, doing nothing. You know, oh, I love this game.
And Dooley refuses to buy the game.
I think Dooley's about ready to hand in his PS3. There's not a whole lot of stuff he's liking on it, I guess, but Little Big Planet is good. We should do like a PFA level.
Ooh, that would be fun.
I don't know what it would have in it.
I don't know what it would have in it either.
Some railroad boat that shot glowing.
We need to get like one of the eye toys. We can do like put some PFA images in there. Or
yeah,
something.
This is true.
Shaboopy. No,
that'd be sweet.
Shaboopy.
And then we can have like people that listen to the show like heart it.
There you go.
Heck yeah.
I want to publish it, though. I need the trophy.
That would be awesome.
Wow.
Shaboopy. Shaboopy. Shaboopy.
No. Alrighty. What about you, Fuse?
What about me? What have I done? Pretty much most of the stuff that Chin's done. Since we're in the same link shelf gear.
Oh, I got a Love Torque.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, yeah.
We also got...
I'm not going to lie, I cried myself to sleep that night.
It was full dorps. So
yeah, it was good. Like, it was a good drive.
It was a good night, too.
One of these days, I'll get a torque.
Oh, yeah, there's like no one else left. I only took it because it was like only you and someone else that I wouldn't give a torque to. So.
Right.
Oh, I'm an ass.
A little bit.
To the Petercopter.
What?
Do you hear the helicopter? How can you afford these things? How can you afford these things?
I want a Petercopter.
Who doesn't?
He's like, oh god. Oh. I'm so sorry. Did they make a reference?
This is like the most varied tangent I think we've ever gone off on.
The new Star Wars one. Did they make a mention to the Petercopter?
I don't think they did. No,
or they did in one of the most recent episodes. Then
nice, it's good stuff. Okay. Swamp monster. What swamp monster?
You know, swamping monster.
Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice. Not now.
Legion of Doom.
Oh.
Legion of Doom.
Oh,
I would give my right hand for this day to just end.
What?
Good time.
Something dark side.
Got a stick of juicy fruit. The taste is going to move ya. Oh, that was so good. Okay, anyways, moving on.
Wow.
So what have you been doing?
Not a whole lot. Been killing killing some dragons and stuff, some three-headed dogs, you know.
All the good stuff.
Same thing that Chin just,
Same thing.
Yeah, got my marbles this week. I'm still trying to decide, like, what job I want to take up to 75. I'm kind of torn between, like, Thief and Corsair. Kind of leaning towards Corsair, because I still have a bunch of cards and stuff left over from when I was, like, starting to level it.
Mm-hmm.
So, it'd be better to use those than just to, like, NPC them all for, like, one gil or something.
Should level Beastmaster.
Or I could not. I like that idea.
Okay.
You're pretty mean.
Thief and Corsair, they're at like 63. So they're already like mostly there.
True.
Yeah.
So I don't want to have to go. I mean, you know, 14's coming up soon. I'm not going to be, you know, wanting to level something up from scratch.
You're not. Why?
Because it would take a lot of time.
Shut up.
Time is all you have, sir.
Shut up, Joe.
Time is all you have.
Hi, my name is Joe.
Think about
it. And I work in a button factory.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, where did that come from, Chin?
You never heard that song?
I don't know, have I?
It's like you push the button with your left foot.
No. Oh, maybe I have. Is that like a camp song?
Yeah, dude.
Wow. Yes! It's a camp song. Oh, this is going to be the camp song episode.
Peel,
now.
Banana, peel, banana.
Sombrero boat.
Banana boat. Banana. I'm going to make the banana boat happen. I know Fusion said he couldn't get it working.
It's tough, dude. My the rocket I put on it just like propelled it.
Yeah, the fruit is precision, just too fruity to use.
Precision engineered banana bike. I can do the banana boat. No problem.
I'm like excited now.
I know, dude, me too.
Let's go. I made my banana bike level to where you get infinite lives, so you can just keep messing around forever on it.
I think I'm gonna we make had a chicken to leg boat. How too. About that? Can I make chicken a chicken leg boat?
Chicken leg boat.
Is there like a rubber chicken?
There's a chicken leg.
There's a chicken leg. Yeah, there is a chicken. I try to make a boxing glove boat.
And I work in a chicken leg factory. All right. As far as I'm concerned, in-game, Opie has reactivated his 11 account. He sort of got bored with the Pirates thing.
This is the first I've heard of.
They've been playing another MMO.
Yeah.
What?
They've been masquerading as female pirates.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a really good game, actually.
No, seriously, female pirates, Jen. That's why he hasn't been on. Female pirate.
I'm telling your wife.
Whatevs.
My wife knows she helped me pick out the dress.
Whatevs.
What?
I haven't been doing much of anything, any game, any kind of gaming this week.
What have you been doing? Yeah, right? Okay.
Taking it easy. Getting my house under control, getting a little organized, you know, I don't know. I've been watching a lot of Star Trek.
That's kind of weird.
No, it's not.
No, I'm going to have to side with Chin. That is kind of weird now.
That's a little weird.
Dude, start...
Because you're like, you're talking about the old ones with Bill Shatner, where he kind of talks like this.
Why did you call him Bill Shatner?
Yeah, it's William Shatner.
It's Mr. William Shatner to you.
And yes, it was the original series that I was watching.
Captain's Log 49983-B.
6612.
They're going to come after you, man. And
there's something on the wing. Some thing.
Some thing.
Chicken leg boat. Chicken leg boat. Chicken leg boat. Hey, 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 hey.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Where has this episode gone? Where? Just where?
How could this happen?
Watching a lot of Star Trek. I love Star Trek. I am not.
I liked the newer movie.
Yeah, that was alright.
It was pretty freaking bad.
That's about it, though.
I'm a fan of the entire, like, all of the Star Trek.
I watched Enterprise for a little bit. I'm a Scott Bakula guy,
Enterprise is okay.
You know, the uniforms in Enterprise actually had pockets.
Wow, amazing. Thanks for that bit.
Enterprise took place like 100 years before like Kirk and them, right? So I guess we evolved beyond pockets.
I guess. I am scared to live in a future without pockets. Where do I put my keys?
And you work in a chicken factory.
Future chicken factory.
I said push the chicken with your leg foot.
Oh my god. Alright, let's keep going, please.
What is happening?
Emails!
I just said your leg foot, just so you guys know.
I don't even know.
Chris, with your leg foot. Oh man, it ain't nothing but a little
leg foot.
Wow.
I said push the chicken with your leg foot.
I don't know why, but that is so hysterical to me right now.
Forget the arm hand.
Push with the leg foot.
With your arm hand.
I'll slap you with my arm hand in a minute.
I'm gonna slap your mama with my arm hand.
With my leg foot.
All right, let it all out, Butley.
Oh man, oh Chin, I missed you.
Let me get like a sound clip of Muttley, and anytime Chin laughs, I'll just like put that in.
Don't hate me. Participate.
Oh my god. I did. I gave you arm hand.
It's true. It's true. He did. He did. He
push
did,
the chicken give us with the arm your leg foot.
Oh my god, where is Dooley? This is a moment that Dooley would appreciate, I think. Anybody.
With your leg.
Taylor would be like, what the hell are you all talking about?
This is why I was gone for 4 months. Keep on your bloody leg foots. Oh my god. Sounds like you're in a wind tunnel. What is that?
Oh, good call.
It's like the wind sound in like an old Disney cartoon.
It was funnier when you said it.
With your leg foot, governor.
Oh, man. We are totally cooked.
I worked 48 hours this week. I'm fine. You get to die. I mean, not die.
Thanks for giving us arm hand, Fusion X. We appreciate that. Let's
do what I can.
Susan, would you like to read that one for us?
This one comes from Enix. It says, like the stone Onyx, only with an E, just in case anyone messed up. And I come to you from the world of Carbuncle. I know where that is. I've been there.
I know where
What's
that
his
is.
Name?
Enix. It's E-E-N-Y-X.
Never heard of him. You fired guy. Whoever you are.
And they say, I want to give you a tale of happiness and great disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Did he There's send me a towel and I like yelled at him?
I don't think so, but that wouldn't surprise me in any way.
Shut up.
You see, the first week of February is fast approaching. Why is this important? It will be my 1 year since joining the fabulous world of Anadil, so naturally I'm excited to celebrate by killing things. Happiness. Last week, I received help from a stranger in Lower Juno to receive rank 4 Winders. They also gave me a Link Pearl, a first since moving from Fairy. Double happiness. And to top it all off, I remembered to buy my marbles for the Bonanzanus. Happy. Then, everything went wrong. Now let me
explain something. Legfoot strikes again!
Say, I play on the Xbox 360 because I have some paranoia about playing big games on computers. I have horrible luck. Anyway, a few days ago, my Xbox did the unthinkable.
Oh no!
Unthinkable.
Like everybody that owns an Xbox knows exactly what's going to happen. I had a feeling it was going to happen soon, just not this soon. Say those 4 painful words with me now. Red ring of death. 3, to be precise. So now it's getting sent out to be fixed, and I might miss my chance to get my Bonanza prizes. I cannot begin to express my disappointment, anger, and frustration. But hey, at least it's being done for free. That might be the only good part to this situation right now.
And he already got his marbles.
Yeah. He says, and this is kind of... Any hoozle, thank you for taking the time to read my email. Any hoozle, yeah.
How do you spell that?
And just any, and then W-H-O-Z-L-E.
Any hoozle.
Any hoozle.
And a quick shout-out to Ragnarok Zero LS on Carby, and to Prometheus and Runt from the Fairy server.
Nice.
So, I don't... You know, if you do own a computer that's capable of running 11, you might be able to download the free trial and log in with your account to cash your marbles in? I'm not sure.
If it makes you feel better, the Red Ring of Death is a lot less common than it used to be.
And I do believe it's still over a 50% fail rate, though, on an Xbox 360.
No, it's 360. Not. Somewhere. That's not true.
I think I read that
somewhere. It's so true.
I read it on the internet. That means it's true.
That's not true. 50%? No way.
Let's just put it this way. Out of all the consoles currently on the market, the Xbox 360 has the biggest fail rate out of all of them.
Currently?
That's not good, Bill Gates. Yeah. Bill Gates, you're fired.
So you look at Wii, Xbox, PlayStation, DS, PSP.
When's a DS ever broken? You can run over a DS with a tank and it still looks fine.
Right, but I mean, that's beside the point. The thing I'm trying to say is...
At launch? Yes. Now? Who knows?
Well, yeah, but there's still older ones on the that are out there, so...
It's circulating. Yeah, but you gotta figure the ones that are broken are all fixed now.
Which lets them break again.
No.
Yeah.
Microsoft also extended the manufacturer's warranty so that you get it fixed.
Yeah, that's how big of a problem it was. They had to extend the warranty because so many were breaking.
Why you're so anti Xbox? I mean, I have all three consoles.
If I'm gonna invest my money in a video game system with as much as they cost these days, I don't want it to break
all
down.
All four consoles. I have a Dreamcast.
I have a Dreamcast. It's right behind me.
A Dreamcast. I got a few DSs here. I got my Wii. I got my PS3. You are such an Xbox hater.
Haterade.
Someone needs someone. I need some stats.
I'm just a PS3 fan. Stats.
I need to know what the current fail rate on Xbox 360s are.
It's all right.
More than they're worth.
It's not that high. Even when they launched, it was only like. It was like 5%.
Oh, it is way more than 5%.
Like when they launched.
I don't believe.
Something like that. I don't remember.
It's not as much as you think. Sucks, though.
I don't think it's as much as
they
you
rushed
think.
It. That's why it happened. They rushed the 360. That's a whole other discussion that.
Yeah, it is. All right.
I'd rather talk about like banana boats than.
So is that the only email that we had?
That is. We do have a voicemail, though. Paul Bunyan sent in a resolution, and we did those last week, but you know, we'll play it. Why not? Can't hurt anything.
Hey, PFA, this is Paul Bunyan at the Ifrit server. Just calling in to give you my New Year's resolutions. Since I'm back in the game, I may have mentioned this before in one of my emails, but I'm planning on taking Warrior the rest of the way to 75. About halfway through 66 right now, so that may not be too much longer. And then plan on doing Beastmaster with my wife Semi, picking that all the way up. And from there, who knows? Got most of my mage jobs past 40 now, so they may be next on my list. As far as that goes, that is it for me. Wishing you all there at PFA and all those listening a very happy new year and a very productive one as well. So, see you guys in the game. Paul Bunyan, the V-Freak, out.
So, here we go with that.
Hey, Fusion, you push the chicken with your leg foot.
Alright, so...
push the chicken with your leg foot.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
That is our episode. I'd like to apologize for the off-topicness. Today was sort of an interesting episode, but anywho. Our email address is petfoodalpha@legfoot.com.
Hosts@petfoodalpha.com.
Hosts@petfoodalpha.com.
Our questions, website. Comments...
We will have the voicemail at Pet Food Alpha on Skype will be open. Yep. If you would like to
comments, questions, we'll be doing a Synergy and Evolith episode applications. Right. So we'll have a post up on the page for that.
Absolutely. So keep an eye out for that. Thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week on Pet Food Alpha. Enjoy this outro music. Say goodnight, Jen.
Night, Jen.
Leg foot? Chin, really?
Leg foot. Dude, I worked 48 hours this week. I'm tired.